with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys show.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios in beautiful downtown Grand Rapids. Bob, we've been talking everything loin on this show, and we got a guest on the grilling line right now, right?
That's right. Welcome back. Thanks for joining us. It is 2020, the year of the smoke, as decreed by the grilling guys. So who better to have on than the right from the Disney film himself, the Loin King, Tim Sobey.
Hey, how you guys doing this morning?
We're good, Tim. We're
smoking
really
it
good.
Up, baby. Smoking it up.
Yeah, good to hear your voice, my friend. Happy New Year. Yeah, we haven't had a chance to say that yet, but glad you could make a minute and spend some time with us here on the show today.
I already told everybody you're going to put some loin on special today, so you better have it.
Oh, yes, and whenever you're ready, we already got that plan figured out for,
let's do it.
For the Grilla Guys listeners, and you're going to like this.
Yes, so let's hear it. It's today and today only if you mention the Grilla Guys, right?
Yes. So for the Grilla Guys listeners, you come in, say you heard this. We'll get you special price, $1.59 a pound for red wattle pork loin roast.
Wow.
So that's our local raised pig. And, you know, every time a pig dies, there's going to be a party. Well, the party is today with a pork loin roast off that red wattle pork.
Okay. And, $1.59 a pound.
$1.59 a pound.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
That is ridiculous. That's, and I'm going to have to buy it from them. That's cheaper than I'm paying for it.
Hey, Tim, so explain the significance of red wattle, because it ain't your daddy's hog.
That's not Red That's Peter's.
True. No.
No. The red wattle is it's an heirloom breed of pig. So every time through the years they've done a marketing thing, I'm sure you've heard it, pork, the other white meat,
right,
is the single best marketing for meat of all times. So they bred the fat out of the pig to make it that lean white meat, well, fat's flavor. So the red wattle is an old heirloom breed that still has marbling in it, like Duroc or Berkshire, Yorkshire pig does. And it's the taste of that good old-fashioned pig, even in the pork loin.
So is that going to be one of those real hairy pigs?
They're not super hairy, no.
So you don't worry about that on your piece of loin, Bob. He's probably a professional.
No.
He's cleaned
I'm just thinking of making a jacket or something out of the hide.
Right.
No, the hairiest loins, the hairiest pigs really are the Ohio State cheerleaders, but we'll talk about that another day.
Well, there we go.
You can't say that.
Right.
But those are the hairy hogs, yes.
Yeah. Okay. So we're back. We were just talking about it in the last segment about pork loin and that it's lean and I brine it. Before I put it on a rotisserie, but this you're saying there's actual marbling in the meat.
Yes.
Wow. Cool.
Yes, there is. Yep.
Tim, you know, as usual, we're being produced today by Mr. Brian Fongers, who's the wizard of the big board here, and he doesn't really like Ohio State, so I think you just scored huge points with him. I think you're going
to
get you're going to get extra production time on your segment.
Right.
We probably shouldn't say this, but, you know, doing pig roast, you know, and folks will get the whole hog from us. So every time when it's on a cart and it's going, I go, oh, there goes another Ohio State cheerleader for a party.
Boy, wow.
You can't say that.
Right. Yeah. We don't know any personally, so we're not picking on anybody specifically.
But that's right.
But, you know, categorically speaking, we're with you.
Yeah.
We're with you on this. So Bob told me you've also got some sort of mega chicken there at the store now. Tell us about this new type of chicken.
Schwarza chicken.
Yeah, and it's a French chicken. And and Galois Brie, and it comes from a region in France. And it's the only chicken that marbles up like beef does.
Really?
Like a chicken won't piss you off enough, he's got to be French.
Right.
Yeah.
So why'd the chicken cross the ocean? To get marbled up, right? So
that's right.
So you're not importing this stuff terrible. From France. Somebody's raising them here, right?
Absolutely. So we have a local farmer, and actually this would be, I'll say, the cleanest chicken you could get. If you said, is it non-GMO, check, you know, and everything all down the list. So basically, this farmer, the mainstay of his farm, he's a compost farmer. So lawn clippings and all that kind of stuff comes to his farm. He puts it out in the field, turns it periodically, turns it into good topsoil, and that's what they use to basically build this good topsoil.
So, and then you add a little chicken poop with it.
And you add the chicken poop, and the chickens is basically, this is a byproduct of that. These chickens are out there doing what chickens do. They're scratching through this. They're eating the bugs, the grubs, the worms, the frogs, you know, snakes, everything.
And nine out of 10 coyotes prefer them.
Right.
Oh, yes. And, oh, I got a quick story about that, too. But when that's what chickens do, that's what they eat, and that's what makes a chicken taste like a chicken.
Right.
So people think, oh, that's so gross, but that's what they do. You know, they're not the cleanest animal.
That's right. And you never hear people say, tastes just like fish.
Right. Always tastes
like
chicken.
That's right.
So these are free-range chickens that he's got out in these fields. And
yep.
So I've not seen this. I'll stop by today and buy some of it because it sounds wonderful. But there's actually, is it in the breast meat? Is it in the thighs? Where's the marbling at?
It's in the breast meat, more in the breast meat. The legs and thighs as being dark meat, and there's a lot of flavor there. But they're actually, I hate to say it that way, but skinnier like chickens. And, you know, my one-legged salesman that's a barbecuer also, mm-hmm. he just had, as we were comparing notes, had one the other day. The drums are a little bit smaller, and they're a little bit tougher, so you'll have to cook them a little bit more, maybe wrap them to finish them off. But there again, these chickens are out doing all day long. They're using their legs to run from predators, or they're scratching in the compost. So that leg meat is getting worked down a little bit. I'm going to use the word tougher.
Like a roadrunner.
Yeah. It's a roadrunner, yep.
But they're top-heavy, right? They've got big breasts, and they're all marbled
this
up.
This is going sideways.
Yeah.
Okay, enough with the chicken. How about some beef loin? What can you tell our folks to straighten them out on beef loin in 2 minutes?
Beef loin, so the local beef we're getting now is American Wagyu. If you haven't heard of that, Wagyu is a Japanese beef. So the American Wagyu, they basically take the straws from the purebred bull, breed that to an American cow, and they're a half breed. They're more marbled up. It's phenomenal meats.
And so Wagyu, in case you don't know what it is it's the American version of Kobe beef. Everybody's heard of Kobe beef. Well, Wagyu is the American offshoot from that crazy, ridiculous process that, you know, what do they massage them and sing to them at night and stuff like that?
Yeah, that's what they do. The Kobe is actually, it's a Wagyu beef, but the process they do, they call it the Kobe or Kobe. And it's because, yeah, they're singing to them and massaging them every day and all that stuff. But that still is from Wagyu beef.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So the Kobe is kind of the way that they raise it. So, yes, that's what it is. And on that loin, the three main steaks you have on there would be the T-bone, the porterhouse, and the bone-in sirloin. And if somebody's looking to get just that loin meat, we can do that. And just phenomenal meats. So good time of the year to get that. If you said, you know what, I want to buy just a beef loin, and they're going to be maybe 60, 70 pounds, and we'll do a special price just for that. You know, you might be around, let's say, $6.99 a pound. That
awesome.
You're paying for all that meat,
awesome.
But you're getting three of the primest cuts.
Right.
Well, Tim, thanks so much for taking some time with us. Get to Sobey Meats today if you want to get a ridiculously priced piece of pork loin, and look at Tim's chicken legs.
Sweet.
All right,
check
buddy.
My legs.
Thanks
all
for
right.
Thanks
Have
for joining
one.
The grilling guys.
Smoke on.
All right.
Tim Sobey, Sobey Meats. If you've ever listened to our show, you know he's our man. He is our butcher.
And politically incorrect.
And hopefully he becomes your butcher as well. You got to get over there on Remembrance Drive. But coming up next, the best pork loin Bob has ever cooked. Stick with us. We'll be back. Yeah.